The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Pillsbury Crescent Rolls, available in your grocer's refrigerated section. You can check out PillsburyCrescents.com for holiday recipes like Crescent Bacon Cheddar Pinwheels and Crescent Wrapped Brie.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there, Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. We got some snow early this last week. We got a fresh cover of snow, and then some more fell on Friday, and unfortunately we cleared it away right away. Nothing was canceled, which is such a shame. Cancellation would have brought so much pleasure to people. We have this northern stubbornness about us, this dogged determination, this fear of being considered weakling. So we get at snow right away, where the fact is that most events that are canceled would bring more pleasure if most events that are scheduled would bring more pleasure if they were canceled. This is just a fact. You learn this as you get older. Performances, lectures, meetings of all kinds, conferences, whatever it is, sermons, who knows? They would bring greater pleasure if they're all planned with the best of intentions. And we're very ambitious for things off in the distant future. But as we come closer to them, we start to anticipate disappointment based on solid experience. And the day before they're to take place, we can think of three things we would rather do. And it would be such a boon if we would just have a different attitude in Minnesota, if we just have this manana attitude, this hey, whatever philosophy. But no, we're industrious northern people, and we go after it with shovel and plow. And so nothing is ever... In Washington, the thought of snow, the theoretical possibility of snow, if they saw lint, if they saw popcorn lying on the ground, if little styrofoam pellets came in the wind, everything would be canceled right away, because everything that takes place in Washington, D.C. is crushingly boring. It's just the most tedious place in the world, because they know the world is watching them and they're despised by people, and so they're careful. They know that one wrong thing they say and it would be hung like an albatross around their necks forever. And so nobody ever says anything out of the ordinary in Washington, D.C. They don't do Shakespeare with people dying. They rewrite Shakespeare and Hamlet and Laertes and Claudius negotiate a deal, and Ophelia goes into hydrotherapy, that's Washington. But in Minnesota, we go ahead with everything. I wish that I could change the minds of people. It'd be so much better if we just were able to stay home. But no, Bud, the village maintenance man there in Lake Wobegon, was roaring down the street after 2-3 inches of snow and clears all of these driveways of people who would much rather be snowbound. They just would rather stay in there and get to know people they're related to and read a good book. And people go out shoveling sidewalks and you have no alternative. And so people had to trek down to the library, down to the community room for this informational session on Alzheimer's and sit down there and listen to a registered nurse talk about early warning signs of Alzheimer's, which are so common, you see. What? Misplacing things. Forgetting words, problems with abstract ideas. I mean, who does that not apply to? So you sit there for 45 minutes listening to this lecture, and you go away filled with terror that Because you can't do a crossword as fast as you used to, because you can't remember all of the names of the 1965 Minnesota Twins who went to the World Series, that the light is starting to dim, and in another 2 years, the lights will be out. What good does this do, people, this fear that comes from this very nice U.S. Department of Agriculture Home Economics Extension agent who talks about Alzheimer's? Why do we need to know about this, you see? This is true of most events. The Mrs. Hoagland's piano recital, if she'd canceled that, 15 children would have been spared. 15 children whose stomachs were in knots over having to play Old MacDonald Had a Farm, or having to play To a Wild Rose, or having to play that Chopin etude. And if it had just been canceled, if we had let the snow fall and cancel it, these children might still love music now. These children who learned these pieces and played them 200 or 300 times, but now, as the time of the recital draws closer, their fingers turn to stone and their palms are sweaty and their little hearts are pounding. They're terrified. And if it just were canceled, that child would sit down and play that Chopin etude perfectly just for the pure pleasure of it. You see what a boon, what a la-di-da-dee, la-da-da-dee, la-da-da-dee, da-da-da-da-da-dee, da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da-da-da, doo-doo-doo-doo. It would be a beautiful thing. This child would play Chopin for the pleasure of it. If only they would just let snow be snow. But no, we have this terrible, the roads must be cleared, the serum must get through to the village, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, philosophy of life. Well, it's that time of year when people are buying their Christmas trees. The two Christmas tree lots are open, the Catholic lot, the Lutheran lot. The Sons of Canute have theirs. The Knights of Columbus have theirs. And the clergy, Pastor Liz and Father Wilmer, they every year buy a tree from the lot of the other sect, as a symbol of something. But everybody else pretty much sticks to their own, except this year, the Catholics have such better trees than the Lutherans. The Catholics have these fresh, long-needled spruce trees that come from a lot that's just 5 miles north of town, so they're fresh. The Lutherans went for a deal, and they got theirs cheap, and they come from way up in the north of British Columbia, and they were bundled and they were taken on ships through the Panama Canal. And they were harvested last August, and they've been sitting in a warehouse in New Jersey for a couple of months and picking up aromas of New Jersey, and then shipped by train out to Minnesota, and they had not been vertical for 6 months, practically, until they stood them up in the Lutheran tree lot, and they looked worn out. They were defeated Christmas trees, and they looked dry, and they looked like a fire hazard. And this strikes terror into the hearts of Wobegonians. The prospect of a Christmas tree fire is a horrible, horrible prospect. My mother was petrified by the fear of a Christmas tree fire. She would spray it with water 3 or 4 times a day. This was a terrible, terrible Christmas when I had just become a bass. I was 14 years old, and I was in the high school choir, and Miss Falconer made me stand up and sing the solo from "Why Do the Nations So Furious Rage Together?" And I screwed it up, and the sopranos were laughing at me, and I just felt ashamed of myself. I came home, and people were throwing snowballs at me. They were hard snowballs back in the day, and they threw them sidearm, and they came in low and hard, and I came home bruised and beaten, and I couldn't tell my mother about this because my mother was weeping. My mother was weeping over the Christmas tree. My father was walking around in a upset about the expensive thing. You must think money grows on trees. Leaving the lights on that tree. What? You must think we are Hollywood stars, that we are made of. I don't see how much effort does it take to reach over and turn off a light switch. We're going to wind up in the poorhouse, I tell you. She was weeping to herself because she could see her family dying in a Christmas tree fire. She could just see the headline, Family of Eight Wiped Out, Faulty Wiring Fingered as Probable Cause, Rescuers Unable to Reach the Children Upstairs, Pitiful Voices Crying Out in the Night. It was a good family, said neighbors. They stayed to themselves, but they were always willing to help in a pinch. And there we would be, this thing of beauty which had caused death and destruction. And so every day, she would wet down this quilt. She would wet it with water, and she would cover the tree with it. And there it stayed, this dank, dark, mildewy thing. And all because she had gone to a meeting by a USDA home extension agent on preventing Christmas tree fires, which if there had been a blizzard and it had been canceled, I would have had a much better Christmas. That's the news from Lake Wobegon. Where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.